The State's Board of Higher Education today unveils a shift in its priorities for college education in the state. Moving forward, the board says raising the college enrollment and long-term success of underrepresented students will be its top statewide priority, especially when it comes to public schools. To talk more about this, we're joined this morning by Chris Gabrielli, who's chair of the State Board of Higher Education. Chris is in the studio. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
And good to see you again. After all this time, explain the switch in priorities. What's happening and when and why now?
You know, our state public higher education system is a jewel in what is the world's leading higher education system. We've got almost 300,000 students. We graduate almost 45,000 students a year. But for all of the successes of the 29 campuses, the sad reality is we have a huge gap in this state. While more than 50% of our adults have a college degree of some sort, only a quarter of Hispanics do, and only a third of African Americans. And that shows up in long-term and life income differences, and we just have to do more to make this system be the equalizer of opportunity we all want it to be.
So as I understand it, as part of the plan, schools, colleges will be allowed to use a student's high school GPA to evaluate which courses they should begin with instead of having them take a standardized test. Why that switch?
Yeah, that's a great example. We've got a couple game changers that we can make a difference on. Of course, most of the real work's going to happen on the 29 campuses. But at our level, we've had a policy for the last 20 years that said when you arrive at campuses, you have to take a test called ACCUPLACER, and if you don't do well enough on it, you place in a remedial or developmental course. 60% of community college students have been placing in that for math. And very few of them have actually succeeded to get out of those non-credit-bearing, but they still have to pay for them, courses to a degree or even sometimes to a first-level course. Everybody meant well, but it wasn't working. Now, we're going to recognize that if you've done well in high school, you've gotten a GPA, we're going to let campuses say, hey, that proves you can do the work, you are willing to work hard, and you've got the skills. And we've already run pilots that show those students progress at just the same rate.
Isn't there a risk, though, of not having students take the standardized test? Because couldn't it be argued that just because a good high school student has a great GPA, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're ready for the rigors of college?
Absolutely. And the campuses are going to make their own decisions, but most of them are really embracing this. If you're going into a STEM engineering kind of field, you're likely to have higher expectations, of course, because you're going to need, the more challenging math. But if you're a student who's already proven you can do well, you deserve the chance. We show the data we've done, and the pilots show that students progress and succeed at the same rate as those who are taking the ACCUPLACER test.
Another portion of the program involves funding an effort that will get high schoolers college credit before they graduate from high school. How do you think that'll help student outcomes in the long run?
I'm really excited about what's called early college. This is the idea that students in high school can start taking college courses. I don't mean the advanced placement, advanced kid. That's great, too. I'm talking about a kid who wouldn't necessarily normally even go on to college or certainly succeed. For example, at Chelsea High School, there are 300 in one of the first 9 designated programs. The state advanced policy last year to create these schools. The governor and the legislature provided funding to support launches. And today we're announcing that we're going to use discretionary money of the department to support the colleges who are enrolling these 1,000 students who are getting college credits while in high school for free.
Actual college credit.
Full college credits. There are 9 of them around the state. They're in partnership with community colleges, with state universities, even one private university from Holyoke and Springfield out in the west to right around here, Charlestown and Chelsea, and Lawrence is big on it, so we're really excited about what this can mean.
Is the idea to help the students better prepare for life when they actually get to the college environment, or is the idea to help them eventually graduate faster?
Yeah, both. I mean, what's really cool is to see students who would not normally even be aware of what college involves starting to take college courses first on their campus at their high school, but eventually right in with college students at the campus. They get an average typically of a semester of credit. Some are a year, and in some of the programs, they're going to go all the way, as they do in other states, to an associate's degree at the same time as graduating. So those students report not only that they are, obviously well on towards their college at a lower cost, but more importantly, that they have the confidence and the skills to succeed in college, not just high school.
Last question. Do you have the money for this?
Well, we're lucky enough that the budget allowed us discretionarily to do it this year. The governor has supported strongly community colleges with the Mass Grant Plus, and the legislature supported it last year that allows all unmet need to be met at community colleges. So money's always an issue, but right now what's great is these are high school students. We already have them. We're already funding them. So why not let them go as far as they can, not just the traditional path?
Chris Gabrielli, Chair of the State Board of Higher Education, thank you very much for coming in and speaking about this with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me.